The Gemara Pesachim on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph introduces us to the basic mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Zochreihu Al HaYayin. Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, the phrase that appears in the Aseres HaDibros, that teaches me that you're supposed to be Mazkir Shabbos to say something Al HaYayin, on wine. So obviously we'll have to see, is that Daraisa or not, is Kiddush Al HaYayin Daraisa, but certainly from the Braisa you get that impression. So Zokta Gemara, Ein Li Yela Bayom, Balayla Menayin, Tamalamar Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. I would think only by Yom you should make Kiddush, but not by Laila. So Kamash Malon, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos. What does that mean? So presumably the Gemara is learning a ribui from the word Yom. It says Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So it could have said Zohar es HaShabbos Lekadsho, but it says Zohar es Yom HaShabbos. So from the word Yom, we're marbe even Laila. So to that the Gemara is, Balayla Menayin, Adarabe Iker Kiddusha Balayla Hu Kaddish. Laila is not the ribui. Laila is the ikar kiddush. The chikadosh tchilas yom aboy lekdusha. When a person says kiddush, when should he be mekadosh as a Shabbos? But tchilas hayom. Tchilas hayom is actually balayla. So how can you say from zochres yom haShabbos lekadsho I know kiddush bayom? How do I know laila from the extra word yom? No, the ikar kiddush is balayla. Vesu balayla menayan tamalom as zochres yom. What zochres yom? The word yom is marba kiddush balayla. Yom should be marba kiddush bayom. Tana meder alayla v'kanosiv lekrodi yamama. Why should the word yom be marba akiddush balayla? So says the Gemara, hachi kamer, zochres yom haShabbos lekadsho zochreihu alayayim b'chnisasa. Ein li ala balayla b'yom enayin tamalam zochres yom haShabbos. So the drush is actually punk fakert of what we thought. The original Braisa wrote the drasha one way, but the truth is the drasha is in the reverse direction. That the words Zohar es HaShabbos Lekadsho teaches me that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Balayla, Kiddush of Shabbos Balayla. From Zohar es Yom HaShabbos, the extra word Yom is Marbe even by Yom, that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush even by Yom HaShabbos, not just Balayla, but even by Yom HaShabbos. This is the basic mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush. Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, we learn that there's a mitzvah d'araisa to be mekadosh es HaShabbos. And we see this as well from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chof Amud Beis. Gemara says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Rav Ada Bar Ava says that Noshim Achayev Min HaTorah in Kiddush. So Amai Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramah Huvach Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramah Noshim Peturos. The fact the Gemara, why does Rav Ada Bar Ava say Noshim Achayev Min HaTorah in Kiddush? It's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramah. So the Gemara answers, has two answers. Then the Gemara comes and says, Elo Amar Rava, Amar Ko Zochah V'Shomer Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira Yeshna B'Zchira V'Hani Noshi Hove Isnu B'Shmira Isnu B'Zchira. Rava says that Zochah v'Shem b'Divrecha Nemru, Kol she'yeshna b'Shmira yeshna b'Zchira, Noshim are included in Shmira Sashabbos, in the Mitzvah Lo Sasei of Shabbos. So they're also included in the Mitzvah Sasei. So Noshim achayavos b'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. What's the key phrase in that Gemara? Dvar Torah. The Gemara is trying to explain what's the mokar that Noshim are obligated. But you can't avoid the fact that we're talking about Minat Torah here. The Kiddush is, even though Kiddush is a mitzvah say shazman groma, because Zachar v'Shem v'Dibra Echad Nemar Noshim are Isnu b'Shmira, there is no b'Zchira as well. But there is no b'Zchira Dvar Torah. It's clear from the Lashon of the Gemara that the Chi of Kiddush is Daraisa. And that's the Mashmos of the Gemara M'Sachman Dav Kuvav Amud Aleph as well, because the Gemara quotes a Drasha. This is how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam Menuchas Shabbos in Perek Choftes, Halacha Aleph and page 3 in the packet writes, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah Lekadosh Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim Shenem HaZochar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadosh. Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush Balayla. At least Kiddush Balayla is Daraisa. We'll talk about whether Kiddush Bayom is Daraisa, Darabonan, but Kiddush Balayla certainly is Daraisa. What's the real mocker? Where does the Gemara get this from, that is this Mitzvah Daraisa? So presumably, it's from the word Zohar. Right? The first impression that you would get is it should be from the word Zohar. That Zohar, we know, means to remember. So, first of all, Zohar means remember Shabbos. That's certainly the simple understanding of the word Zohar. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, means that you have to remember Shabbos. And that's really how Rashi in Parshas Yisro and Chumash, Rashi explains Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, means to remember Shabbos. This is a Rashi. It's quoted by the Ramban as well, but the Rashi there, the end of Pasuk Ches, Rashi says, V'chein pisrono tenu lev lizkar tomedes yom ha-shabbos. Shemnizdamin l'chachefetz yofetem azmina l'shabbos. The basic definition of Zochar Yom HaShabbos is that during the week, if you find the Chefetz Yofi, you find a nice food, you find a new type of herring, find a nice piece of meat, you know, a nice cut of meat, so reserve it for Shabbos. That's how Rashi understands Zochar Yom HaShabbos. That's the Pashup Shah. It's interesting, the Ramban points out that this is really the opinion of Shammai HaZaken. We don't really paskin like this Shita. The Gemara in Beitza quotes Machlokas Shammai HaZaken and Hillel HaZaken. Hillel had a different Midah. This is in the Ramban, Dibur Maskel V'Kosav. The Ramban quotes from the Gemara in Beit Zav, L'Hil L'Azokim Mida Acheres Oysebo Kol Ma'isav Oyu L'Shem Shamayim Shnema Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yam Aslonu. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us brachas each and every day. So Hillel said, you don't have to be, right, you don't have to leave everything that you find for Shabbos. If you find a beautiful thing, a beautiful delicacy during the week, so you can eat it then, because you assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you something better for Shabbos later. So that was a machlokas Shammai and Hillel. Should we be mezamin every delicacy that we find during the week for Shabbos? Or do we say, no, we'll find other things later? Interestingly enough, Rashi quotes the opinion of Shammai that Zochar Yom HaShabbos means that in mezamin l'chachevitz yofet, tehem azmin l'shabbos, that you really should set aside everything that you find, all delicacies that you find during the week, you should set them aside for Shabbos. But that's the basic definition of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. That means that you should remember Shabbos. In a similar fashion, the Ramban, in a Dibra Maskel that I didn't give you, the Ramban says that part of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos is that you should count the days of the week towards Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. That's not the mitzvah of Kiddush, but it's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, that every day one should be remembering Shabbos by counting the days of the week to Shabbos. That also is part of Zochar Yom HaShabbos, to remember Shabbos. But the Rambam seems to understand that Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is also, the word Zochar is the mokar for the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush. It's the mokar for the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush. And this is really what the Sifra says. We've met the Sifra in Parashas Bechukosai during the year, in our travels in Psochim. That the Sifra comments in many different places that Zochar means Shetayshona Beficha. It doesn't only mean to remember, but it means that you should actually say with your mouth. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, says the Sifra, Zochar Shetayshona Beficha. Zochar es Aslacha Amalek. You should remember what Amalek did to you. Zachir es Mais Amalek, Zachir es Machias Amalek, to remember to wipe out Amalek. Zochar Shetayshona Beficha. It's not enough just to remember what Amalek did, but you have to mention Beficha. You have to have Parsha Zochar. You have to actually say beficha that you have to wipe out Amalek. You have to remember the mice, and you have to remember that you have to destroy him. Zochar sheteishonu beficha. Zochar siyam azer sheitzosem mi Mitzrayim. That you have to remember the day that you left Mitzrayim. Zochar sheteishonu beficha. There's a mitzvah say daraisa, l'man tizkar, that you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim each and every day, twice a day, part of the mitzvah kriyishma. So we find that zochar also means zochar sheteishonu beficha, that you have to mention by mouth, that you have to actually express something. It's not enough to remember, but you have to express it. And presumably here too, in the context of Kiddush, Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is teaching me Zochar Shteishon HaBeficha. It's not enough just to remember Shabbos, but you have to mention Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos. That means when you say Kiddush on Shabbos, you're actually mentioning Shabbos. And that's the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush. So there's this mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush, at least bidvarin. We'll have to talk whether Kiddush Alayayin is also Daraisa, but Kiddush Bidvarim is certainly Daraisa. What is included within this mitzvah Daraisa? So Zochar Shadeishon HaBeficha clearly would seem to imply that there's a mitzvah to mention Shabbos, but what are we mentioning in Shabbos? What are we doing in the Kiddush? So the Rambam, there in Hilcha Shabbos, tells us exactly what's included in this mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. Rambam writes, this is in page 3, Mitzvah Semin HaTorah L'Kadosh Yom HaShabbos V'Dvarim Shenemar Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Kolomar, says the Rambam, Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. Mention Shevach V'Kiddush, the praise of Shabbos, and the Kiddush of Shabbos, how Shabbos is Mekudah, Shabbos is sanctified. It's different than the other days of the week. Right? The Rambam says that what Kiddush is all about in Torah is to mention the Shevach of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos. How it's unique, it's Hevdel, it's difference from the other days of the week. This is what the Rambam expresses in the Sefer HaMitzvahs too. If you'll turn back a page to page 2. In Mitzvah Kufnan Hey, the Rambam says, He should Tzivanu L'Kadosh as HaShabbos V'lemer Dvarim B'chnisosu B'tziyosu. Nizkor bam godel hayom azeh umaloso vehevdelo mishar hayom akodmi mimeno vehaboyim acharev. The Rambam says, what is Kiddush all about? It's to mention the Milo of Shabbos, vehevdelo, and its difference, right? The difference between Shabbos and the other days of the week, the days of the week that came before Shabbos and the days of the week that come after Shabbos. That's what the pasuk means. The Rambam seems to be understanding Lekadsho is modifying Zachar. Zachar is the source of the mitzvah. Zachar shetei shana b'ficha. What are you shana b'ficha? What do you have to mention in your mouth? Lekadsho. The Kedusha of Shabbos, Vehevdelo Mishar Hayomim, Zechiras Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush, mention how unique Shabbos is and the difference between Shabbos and the other days of the week. This seems to be the opinion of the Rambam, that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush B'dvarim is to mention Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush of Shabbos. The Ramban in Parashas Yisro seems to argue with the Rambam. Ramban, in page 1 in the packet, Ramban says, what is Kiddush all about? Is it just mentioning Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush? And says the Ramban, no, it's more than that. Avol Rabboseinu od bo medrash mimilas lekadshom, shenekadsheu bezikorom, shenekadsheu bezichrom. The word lekadsho, says the Ramban, teaches me that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, not just to remember Shabbos, but to mention Shabbos. What's the nature of this din? So says the Ramban, ke'inyan v'kiddashtem mishnas achamishim shana. There's a din that Bezdin has to be Mekadesh Yovel. That you count Sheva Shabbos Oshonim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pa'am, you count the cycles of Shemitah. When you finish 7 cycles of Shemitah, so then there's a Yovel. But it's not just automatic that there's a Yovel. The pasuk says, V'kidashtem Eshnasa Chamishim Shana. The halacha is that Bezdin has to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Bezdin has to be Mekadesh Yasa Shabbos. Bezdin has to be Mekadesh Yasa Yovel. Says the Ramban, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush HaShabbos dumya to Kiddush Bezdin of Yovel. Bezdin is Mekadesh Yovel. They put Kedusha onto Yovel. So in a similar sense, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be Mekadesh es HaShabbos, to sanctify Shabbos, to do a Maisa Mekadesh, to express that you're being Mekadesh es HaShabbos by saying today is Shabbos. The Ramban writes that one is being Mekadesh Es HaShabbos. This is not limited to the Rambam. This is very different than the Rambam. The Rambam says Lekadsho is modifying. It's explaining the mitzvah of Zochar. The real mitzvah, the rice of Kiddush on Shabbos, is Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos, to mention before the day of Shabbos. Lekadsho explains what you're supposed to mention, the Kiddush Es HaShabbos Vehevdelo Mishar HaYomim. The Ramban says the Iker mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is learned from the word Lekadsho. We are Mekadesh Es HaShabbos by saying Kiddush. Even though we know the Gemara says in multiple places, in Psachim and Daf Kuf Yudayin Amabez, in Beitza and Daf Yudzayin, that Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. Right? We don't say Mekadesh Yisrael V'HaShabbos. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Es HaShabbos. It's not Bezdin that's being Mekadesh Es HaShabbos. But the mitzvah, the rice of Kiddush, according to Ramban, is to express that we are Mekadesh Es HaShabbos. We find a similar idea that a Bechor is Kadosh Meirechem. A Bechor, the firstborn of a Behemoth Tahora, is Kadosh Meirechem. When it comes out of its mother's womb, it has a Kedusha. You have to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Bailam are supposed to eat it B'Torah Shlomim. But there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Bechor. Now, what are you doing? It's already Kadosh Me'elav, so what's the need to be Mekadesh? That's the mitzvah d'araisa. Kadesh li kol Bechor. The Torah says that one is supposed to say that the Bechor is Kadosh. So in a similar way, we're supposed to say that Shabbos is Kadosh. We are Mekadesh as a Shabbos. Even though the Kedush of Shabbos really is Chal by itself, but there's a mitzvah d'araisa that we're supposed to be Mekadesh the Shabbos as well. And that's how the Ramban understands Lekadsho. Dumya, similar, to the mitzvah of Bezdin to be Mekadesh HaSayovel. Bezdin is Mekadesh Yovel. It could be a little different. I mean, is Yovel going to have a Kedusha without Bezdin? Maybe not. Maybe that's what the Ramban is saying, that Bezdin is Mekadesh HaSayovel. So it's not quite the same. I mean, even if we're not Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Shabbos will have that Kedusha. It's hard to know whether it's exactly the same, but it's similar. It's a dimyon. The Ramban is saying the mitzvah of Kiddush is actually to be Mekadesh HaShabbos, not just to mention Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush, but actually to be Mekadesh HaShabbos, to express the Kiddush of Shabbos, and by doing so, to sanctify Shabbos, and so to speak, to make it Kiddush, to make it Kiddush. What's a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban? So one nafkamina might be Havdalah. Is Havdalah Daraisa? The Rambam seems to say Havdalah is Daraisa. Rambam says, Mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah l'kadosh yom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim, etc. Klomer zachreya z'chir ha-Shabbos b'kiddush, v'tzorech l'zachreya b'chnisaso u'b'yitziyaso. B'chnisaso b'kiddush hayom u'b'yitziyaso b'havdalah. The Rambam says that Kiddush is a mitzvah b'chnisaso u'b'yitziyaso, at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. It's clear. Right? The Ramban says mitzvah same in the Torah. Now, he does say lekadesh, but he says it's learned from Zohar, and Zohar is both bichnisaso and bitziaso. So presumably, from the Rambam, you get the impression Avdolah is deraisa. That's how the Magen Mishnah understood. Midivrei Rabbeinu Nira Bevir Shu Sover Shavdolah Gam Ken Dvar Torah VeAkol Bichlal Zohar. Avdolah is included within Zohar, but the Magen Mishnah is careful to point out that there are those that argue V'yesh Omrim Shavdolah Ein Ela Midivrei Sover Mavlakidush Shu Dvar Torah. The Magen Mishnah says that some argue and claim Avdol is only the Rabbanan. It's not Daraisa. It's not Daraisa. So the Rambam Lashitasa, the Rambam assumes that, you know why Avdol is Daraisa? It's Bechlal Zohar. What does that mean? What's the mitzvah of Kiddush? Mitzvah of Kiddush is not to be Mekadesh as a Shabbos, but rather Zechira as Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush, to express how Shabbos is different from the days of the week, both before and after. So if that's what the purpose of Kiddush, then we can understand Avdalah should be Daraisa too, because Avdalah also expresses the distinction between Shabbos and the days of the week that are coming up. Kiddush expresses the distinction between the days of the week that passed and the Shabbos that's coming right now, and Avdalah expresses the distinction between the Shabbos that we're concluding and the days of the week that are coming in the future. So according to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense that Avdalah is Daraisa. But according to the Ramban, it really doesn't make sense that Havdalah should be Daraisa. Because if according to the Ramban, the purpose of Kiddush is to actually be Mekadesh as a Shabbos, even though Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaima, the Kiddush already is Chal by itself, but there's a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael should be Mekadesh as a Shabbos as well, so then, Lechari, you shouldn't have to do that more than once. Right? You should have to be Mekadesh as a Shabbos once, just like Bezdin is Mekadesh as a Yovel only once. Bezdin's not Mekadesh Yovel more than once. So why should it have to be Mekadesh as a Shabbos more than once? In fact, that's what the Ramban himself writes. Ramban, at the end of that paragraph, when he talks about how Kiddush is really similar to the Kiddush of Bezin of Yovel, he says, V'chein amru noshim chayavos b'kiddush yom dvar Torah, v'ze al Kiddush halayla, v'ze al Kiddush halayla. The chiv darais of noshim dvar Torah, that's Kiddush ba'alayla. Says the Ramban, anything that's Tohen Kiddush, Shabbos, Yovel, Yemekadesh at one time. Kigon Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh as well, every month. The Kiddush HaYovel, Havo Bayom Asmachta. The Ramban says, Kiddush Bayom, that's only the Rabbanan, because there's no need to be Mekadesh on Shabbos twice. You don't have to be Mekadesh the day one time. You express that the day is Kaddish, that sanctifies the day. They know Mekadesh Mekudesh Klal. Shadayenu b'pamachas b'chnisasa, says the Ramban, Dayenu b'pamachas b'chnisasa, there's no need to be Mekadesh HaShabbos more than once. If your whole Kiddush is designed to be Mekadesh HaShabbos, then of course you only have to do it once. So this question as to whether Havdalah is Daraisa or it's only the Rabbanan might hinge on the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, as to what the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush is all about. Right? If Kiddush is about Zechira Shevach V'Kiddush, so then Kenzai could be that Havdalah is Daraisa too, because you can express the difference between Shabbos and the days of the week in Havdalah too. But if we assume, like the Ramban, that Kiddush is a Maisa Mekadesh, that you're expressing the Kiddush of Shabbos to actually be Mekadesh as a Shabbos, like the Kiddush of Bezdin of Yovel, then presumably Pamachas B'Shabbos is enough. One time is enough, so Havdalah would have to be the Rabban. this comment of the Ramban could explain something that Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Shulchan Aruch as well. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on page 5, at the beginning of Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, he writes that you can fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush by saying much less than on Nusach of Kiddush. What does he say? V'gam l'chor lav dafka tefillah. He's going on the Magen Avram, who says that we're makayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush in tefillah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it doesn't have to be, it doesn't need tefillah. You don't have to mention all the words of tefillah, vayichulu, v'shamru, whatever it is. Ela d'kol shem mazke Shabbos v'omer Shabbos tafsa. Gam ken yotze, to mikom makom hiske Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you can be yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shabbos by saying Shabbos tavsa. Good Shabbos! By saying, when you go to the Rav and you wish him good Shabbos, you mekayim two mitzvahs d'oraisa. Derech Eretz, for the Rav, kavod chachamim, and that's two mitzvahs. And Kiddush, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush, Rabbi Kiva Eger says. By saying good Shabbos to the Rav? Wow. A whole line of people being Mekadosh as a Shabbos. Being Mekayim and Mitzvah D'oraisa. Where does he get this from? Well, what's Rabbi Kiva Eger assuming? By just saying Shabbos, Tavsa, that's enough? Good Shabbos is a keem of the Mitzvah D'oraisa? You know, if that's the case, if you walk in the street, and you see, you know, Jews who are not from, you should tell them good Shabbos. Maybe they'll say good Shabbos back to you. Say good Shabbos back to you, the Mekayim of Mitzvah D'oraisa, maybe. Wow. So what's this based on? So that's actually a kash of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, at the beginning of Reish Ayin Aleph, yes, how can Rabbi Kiva Eger just assume that Shabbos Tavsa is a kiyum of D'oraisa of Kiddush? V'hinei ra'isi v'chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger shemestapek d'ula yotze ha-mitzvah seh b'amir Shabbos Tavsa b'lvad. Ula pela! Dari ha-ramam kosav d'be'in and z'chira sheraf ha-kiddush frek the Bir Halacha. How can Rabbi Kiva Eger say that you makayin the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush by just saying Shabbos tavsa? But the Rambam writes clearly that you have to say Zechiras Sheva for Kiddush. You have to mention the praise of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Shabbos. And it's Hevdel, the difference between Shabbos and the other days of the week. How can Shabbos tavsa be a kiyum of kiyum d'oraisa of Kiddush? You're not mentioning Zechiras Divrei Sheva for Kiddush. What's the answer? The answer is Rabbi Kiva Eger might be going with Ramban. He might assume that you don't have to have Zechiras Sheva of Kiddush in the kind of mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. But rather, what's the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush? To actually be Mekadosh as a Shabbos. When we mention that today is Shabbos, we actually are Mekadosh as a Shabbos. It would be better if we would say Mekadosh as Shabbos, if we mention the fact that Shabbos is a Yom HaKadosh. But maybe just by saying Shabbos Atavsa, just by saying Good Shabbos, by mentioning that today is Shabbos, you are stamping the day with some special status. You're giving it the sense of Kedusha that Shabbos has. And maybe that's the Yisod Rabbi Kiva Eger is suggesting, that according to the Ramban, maybe you can expand even more. And you don't have to say Mekudosh, Mekudosh. You don't have to say Mekadosh HaShabbos. But it might be enough just to say Good Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvah d'orais of Kiddush. The emes is, it's not just Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba that also seems to echo a similar yesod. It's a little bit of a different lashon, but similar idea. The Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Dalet, Simen Reish Tzadi Hei, on page 4 in the packet, he writes, Od sha'alta kiddush hayom mashma perken omdim davim mitakonas anshe kneses hagdola uperk mishamesa chazina dahavi midaraisa. The Shoel in the Tshuvas HaRashba says that from the Gemara in Brachas, it sounds like Kiddush is a Drabbanan, it's a Takonas Chazal, and from the Gemara in Brachas earlier, they're both in Brachas, in the fifth Perek, it sounds like it's Daraisa, the Anshe Knes HaGdola, Mesak and Kiddush, and from Perek Mishamesa, the third Perek, the Gemara we mentioned just a moment ago on the Chafa Mebeis, it sounds like it's Daraisa. V'chazina d'midaraisa l'kadsho v'loma Shabbos hayom ke'en Kiddush hayovel. This is still part of the Shoel statement. It's not really the Rashba, it's the Shoel in the Rashba. But he lived at the time of the Rishon. We see that Minat Torah, there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh as a Shabbos, V'lomar Shabbos Hayom, Ke'en Kiddush Hayovel, V'anshe Knesses HaGadola, Tiknu LaBracha V'Nusach. V'anshe Knesses HaGadola, we're Mesakin, the Nusach HaBracha of Kiddush. But we see that there's a mitzvah D'araisa, L'Kadosh as a Shabbos, V'lomar Shabbos Hayom, Ke'en Kiddush Hayovel. Right? The Shoel in the Tshuvas HaRashba, So he says there's this mitzvah deraisa to mekadesh Shabbos. What does he say? So first of all, he mentions Ken Kiddush Hayovel. He's echoing the Ramban that the mitzvah of Kiddush is like Kiddush Hayovel. It's to be mekadesh Shabbos, to actually make Shabbos kadosh, to express the kedusha of Shabbos and to sanctify Shabbos. How do you do that? He says v'lomar Shabbos Hayom, to say today is Shabbos. It sounds from the Shoal and the Rashba that it's enough just to say today is Shabbos. That's a little bit more than saying good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, you know, implies that today is Shabbos. You say, good Shabbos, you should have a good Shabbos. Shabbos Hayom is like a declaration that today is Shabbos. But it's very similar. It's not like saying Mekadesh HaShabbos. You're not even mentioning Kedushas HaShabbos within the Shoal of the Rashba. So he also seems to be assuming, like the Ramban, that Kiddush is about being Mekadesh HaShabbos, expressing the Kedusha of Shabbos, and actually sanctifying the day. Your Dibur is making the day Kadosh. It's Dumya to Kiddush of Bezdin of Yovel. We're actually Mekadesh HaShabbos. We're not just mentioning Zechira Shevach HaShabbos V'Kiddush, but actually we're being Mekadesh HaShabbos. What's more, he says, you don't even have to mention the word Kedusha. You don't have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos. It's enough just to say Shabbos Hayom. So you see already that there are smuchin lekach, that Shabbos Hayom, just mentioning the day of Shabbos, is enough to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. So to go one step further, Rabbi Kiva, Egis Kiddush, to say Shabbos Atapse is also a kiyum daraisa of Kiddush. It's not such a jump. Once we have in the Shoal in Shuvas HaRashba saying that Shabbos Hayom is a kiyum daraisa of Kiddush, Rabbi Kiva Egis' statement that Shabbos Atavs is a kiyum daraisa kiddush, that also can fit into this rubric. It's all within the Ramban's approach that kiddush is not just zechiras shevach haShabbos uKedushaso, but rather that you're actually being mekadesh the Shabbos. Okay, this is the basic mitzvah daraisa of kiddush, the approach of the Rambam, the approach of the Ramban, and the nafgamina, whether havdola is daraisa, whether other expressions like Shabbos Atavs or Shabbos Hayom can work as a Kiddush Daraisa as well. Questions? Yes, Muri.
In general, when the Ramban says we're doing Mekadesh Shabbos, and even though Shabbos comes with Neila, does that be referring to doing Kedusha Shabbos? Is that the idea of doing Mekadesh Shabbos rather than Shabbos just coming with Neila?
That's what the Ramban is saying. I think your point is well taken. Toseva Shabbos might be part of being Mekadesh Shabbos, but I think the Ramban is talking about Kiddush, no? He quotes our Gemara. Avkan siva shenizgur as yom haShabbos b'kadshenu oso, v'chach amr b'mechilta l'kadsho kadsheh b'vracha, mikan amr m'kadshen alayayim b'chnisoso. He's talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush b'dvarim. That's more than just being noheg the isim alach of Tosef HaShabbos, right? And even if you'll say that Tosef HaShabbos really transforms the day, it's not just the niyug of isim alach, but rather it could be Yotzei Suda Shabbos, and you could be Yotzei the Mitzvah Seh of Shabbos as well, that really there's an extension of the day, as we've discussed at great length. But what are you doing, right? If you're Makabel Tosef Shabbos Bidvarim, in a sense that's almost like a Kiddush, Lufi the Ramban, right? It would come out according to the Ramban by saying that I hereby am Makabel Shabbos. Makabel Shabbos, maybe not. I'm Makabel Shabbos. That's not Shabbos Hayom. That's not good Shabbos. You say I'm being Makabel Shabbos. I don't know. You're mentioning the word Shabbos. Is that enough to be Makai in the mitzvah, the rice of Kiddush according to the Ramban? It's certainly close. But that's not what the Ramban is talking about. He's actually talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush itself, to say Shabbos Hayom, to say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why is there that mitzvah, the rice? Why does the Torah give us that mitzvah, the rice? More than just Tosef HaShabbos. Because by saying that today is Shabbos, you're actually being Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's how the Ramban is learning. Okay, so this is the basic mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush, and what it contains. Comes the Gemara later on in Psachim on Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Beis, and it adds another wrinkle to this equation. Gemara says, Omer of Achabar Yaakov, v'tzorech sheyazki yetzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. Rav Achabar Yaakov says that you have to mention yetzias Mitzrayim as well. K'siv hocha l'man tizkor es yom, u'k'siv hosom zochas yom haShabbos l'kadsho. Rav Achabar Yaakov says that there's a gzeirah shava l'man tizkor es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, So the pasuk uses a lashon of zochar by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and also it says zochar by Kiddush. So from that we learn Gzeirah Shava that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So the impression you get from the Gemara in Psachim and Avkuf Yitzayim and Beis is that this is part of the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. I mean, he's learning it from a Gzeirah Shava, so Stama, it would appear that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is assuming that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. And this is what the Minchas Chinuch writes. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Aleph quotes this Gemara. It's on page 9, the last page in the packet. He says, "Vein cholek al memra zu upashet the human Torah ublo hiski yitzias Mitzrayim lo yotza klal kevin the nilvan megzera shava megzera shava avigu kegufe Torah." The Minchas Chinuch says that Gzeira Shava is a very powerful limud. So if we're learning from Gzeira Shava that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, so the impression you get is that that's part of Kiddush Daraisa. It's another element in Kiddush Daraisa. Either Rambam doesn't mention it. So the Minchas Chinuch is sensitive to that. He says, first of all, the Rif and the Rush do mention this memra. Haramam kan eno mevi memra zu mefura shach samachatsu masha mevi kan alocha beiz nusach ha-kiddush and muska sham Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mechassinah says not a kasha on the Rambam, even though he doesn't say Zechira Sheva for Kiddush v'Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Rambam mentions the Nusach of Kiddush in Halacha Beis, and there he does mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam relies on Halacha Beis to tell you that element of Kiddush Daraisa. But Zakhtam and Chassinah, there's no question that Kiddush Daraisa includes Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And that's what we do. In our Nusach HaBracha, we do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Based on this Yisod, the Minchas Chinuch argues with the famous Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham makes a comment, a seemingly innocuous comment, that one can be mekayim the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush by saying what? You don't even have to say the Kiddush that we recite over the kos of Yayin, but betfila is enough, says the Magen Avraham. This is the Magen Avraham in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. Simkot Aleph, kos of a Rambam. Perakov Tez, Kiddush Hayom, Daraisa, Blo Yayin, Vrabbana, Tiknam Ala Yayin, etc. Venir Ali says the Magen Avraham, the Midaraisa, Bekiddush Hayom, Betfila, Sagi, the Krok, Siv, Zochar, Yom HaShabbos. Vare Zochar, Oso. Vekiddush Makam Suda, Rabbana, Tiknu. We'll have to get to it. Kiddush Makam Suda, that's a Din Rabbana, says the Magen Avraham. But Kiddush Daraisa, you could be Yotze, Betfila. Rabbeinu Tam is a shita. You know, the Gemara and Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis Himsachim talks about whether you can be mekadesh al apas, can you make kiddush on bread if you don't have yayin. Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold that you can't make kiddush on pas, only on yayin. There's a shaila how he learns the sugya there. You'll see, there's a big tosfos about it. So says the Magen Avraham, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, v'kosha v'chiyakar mitzvah say daraisa. Rabbeinu Tam says you can't make kiddush on pas for a certain reason. But what does that mean? So because you can't say kiddush ala pas, so you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush. Says the Magen Avraham, el al karchach d'day b'tfila. It must be that you can be otzi a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush with tfila. You don't need the kiddush ala kos, so the kiddush ala pas. So you must be otzi the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush B'Tfilah. That's the Yisod of the Magen Avraham. That's the Yisod of the Magen Avraham. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't see how the Magen Avraham can say what he says. How can the Magen Avraham claim that you can be Yotze the Mitzvah D'Arayis of Kiddush B'Tfilah, says the Minchas Chinuch, but you don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shmona Esrei? What, you mention Vayichulu, right? Vayivarech also, vayikadesh also. You mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarech as HaShabbos, he's mekadesh as HaShabbos. Vayivarech lakim es yom ha-shvi, vayikadesh also. Yeah, berech ho b'mon, v'kidsh ho b'mon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kiddush to Shabbos, he was mevarech as HaShabbos. Yes, you mention that, but there's no zeich l'yitzias Mitzrayim in the tefillah of Shabbos. On Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos, we say zeich l'yitzias Mitzrayim. So, okay, on Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos, we'll fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. But not on every other Shabbos, not on a regular Shabbos. So, Frekta Minchas Chinuch, how can the Magen Avram claim that you can be Yotze in the midst of the rice of Kiddush b'tfila? Doesn't seem logical. The Bir Alocha points this out as well. The Bir Alocha is troubled. There's this long piece in the Bir Alocha. I just gave you two snippets of the Bir Alocha. There's a lot more here. But the Bir Alocha is also Ma'orah. He quotes the Gemara Psachim and he says, how can the Magen Avram claim that you've fulfilled the mitzvah of the rice of Kiddush b'tfila? V'shamati, says the Bir Alocha, shebesefer minchas chinuch gam kein hifli bazeh al ha-Magen Avram. U'mach mazeh masik la-halocha d'lo kavaseh. I heard that the sefer minchas chinuch also disagree with the Magen Avram, zok the Bir Alocha, and based on that, he passes against the Magen Avram that you can be yotz in the midst of the rice of Kiddush without tefillah. I heard. He apparently didn't have a minchas chinuch. Right, the Mishneh Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim, went throughout Europe to find, to different libraries to see all the Rishonim. He quotes a lot of Rishonim that we don't even have. Right, he quotes a lot of very interesting Rishonim. But the Minchas Chinuch he didn't have. He heard about a sefer Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has such an idea. It's wild. Right, and we have not only Minchas Chinuch, Machon Yerushalayim Minchas Chinuch. This is a Cadillac Minchas Chinuch. I didn't grow up with such a Minchas Chinuch. The old Minchas Chinuch had all these abbreviations, you could barely read through it, didn't have the paragraphing and all the osios, and it's a Baruch Hashem, Achshar Dora. It's a Dora with many svarim that make it a lot easier to learn. The Chafetz Chaim certainly did not have this kind of Menachas Chinuch. He didn't have any Menachas Chinuch. But he quotes it. Right? So comes the Bir Alocha and says, maybe, Efshar, I can be Miyashiv the Magen Avram. Magen Avram who says that Yotze, the Mitzvah, the Reis of Kiddush B'Tfilah, how can that be if you don't mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Gemara says clearly that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim to be Yotz in the midst of the Reis of Kiddush? The Bir Alocha says that, well, you do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Mariv, you might not mention it in Shmona Esrei, but you mention it before the Shmona Esrei, right? Hamaka Bevrosucha B'chayim Mitzrayim V'yotzi Yasama Yisrael Mitocham. We do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyishma, Gal Yisrael. But then we say Hashkivenu. So Hashkivenu is a hefsek, right? You mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you're not mentioning Shabbos yet. Then you mention Shabbos in the Shmona Esrei. How exactly does that work? So the Mishneh Berurah says that, well, maybe Hashkivenu is a Geula Arichta. We say Gal Yisrael, and then Hashkivenu is a Geula Arichta. It's a hemshech of Gal Yisrael. And then in the Shmona Esrei, we're going to mention Shabbos. So maybe it's all connected. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then Gal Yisrael, and Hashkivenu was a Gula Richta, and then we mention Shabbos in the Shmona Esrei. So maybe it's all connected. Yeah, but maybe not, says the Mishneh Berurah. But the Gimel Rishonos, the first three brachas, are also a hefsek. So he suggests maybe Vishamru, Shamru B'nai Yisrael Esa Shabbos, that's the mentioning of Shabbos right after Hashkivenu, which is Gula Richta, connected to the Gal Yisrael, connected to the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we mentioned earlier. So maybe Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim are connected. He's really working hard. Right? The Chafetz Chaim really works very hard to show that you were mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim connected to Shabbos in the Tefillah or the Birchas Kriyashma of the Tefillah of Marav of Shabbos. So he says maybe you can answer for the Magen Avram that you can fulfill the mitzvah the Raisa of Kiddush and the Tefillah of Marav, not so much because the Tefillah of Marav has every ingredient that you need, but because you have some of the ingredients before the Marav in the Birchas Kriyashma. Of course, earlier he says maybe it's only the Rabbon. Maybe the fact that you may have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Magen Avram assumes that that's just an Asmachta Ba'alma, it's not a real Gzeira Shava, so maybe that's why the Magen Avram says you can be Yotze the Mitzvah Daraisa and Tefillah. So it's one of the two options. Either mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Drabbanan according to the Magen Avram, or even if it's Daraisa, but somehow, because you're mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of the Birchos Kriyashma, and that's linked to expressions of Shabbos, to Hazkaros of Shabbos, either in Vishamru or in Vayechulu or in Mekadesh HaShabbos, so that's enough to say that you yotze the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. But the Mishneh Berurah concludes that you have to say something, because Mitochomer HaKushya, right? You see, the Gemara is serious. The Gemara says that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of the Kiddush. It's Dach Gzera Shava, either it's Gzera Shava Daraisa, Darabana, but it's an important point. Presumably, it is Daraisa. The Pashup Shad is like the Minchas Chinuch, he says. So Pashup Shad is like the Minchas Chinuch, so then, Stami, you should have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim to be able to the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. And you don't really have that in the Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishnah Bura in Sivkot Beis, because in the Bir Halacha, I'm not so sure whether you can be Mekai in the Mitzvah Deraisa Kiddush in Tefillah, because he's trying, but you know he's not there. If you hold it's Deraisa, and you actually have to mention Shabbos together with Yetzias Mitzrayim and put them mamish together, you're not necessarily doing that. There are a lot of hefsekim over here. So says the Mishnah Bura, he thinks that perhaps it's better that a katan should not be motzi a gadol in Kiddush Balayla, even if the gadol already daven mariv. Meaning, even if the gadol already daven mariv, and he was mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush, so now maybe he still has a mitzvah derabanan to be mekadesh halakos. So says the Mishnah Bura in Sukkot and Beis, maybe it's better for the katan not to be motzi that gadol. The katan has a chiyuv midrabanan midin chiduch. Obviously, he's assuming. Like that sheet, if the katan is not a mechuyev bedaver, there's no question. But if the katan is a mechuyev bedaver, mitam chinuch, he has a chiyev midrabanan. So you would have thought that once the gadol davens mariv, according to the Magen Avraham, he fulfilled his mitzvah deraisa, now he also only has a chiyev midrabanan. So then the katan can be motzi the gadol in whatever extra mitzvah he has. For some reason, the gadol doesn't want to make the kiddush himself. Right? He doesn't want to make that kiddush. Let's say he's I don't know, maybe he doesn't know the bracha. He doesn't know the bracha, or he doesn't want to drink the wine, or whatever it is. He doesn't want to have, he can't have the bread, and he can't have the wine, he can't make kiddush. So he wants someone else to be motzi. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you should get a gadol. You shouldn't have a katan do it. Because the katan has a chiyuv midrabanan. But yet, according to the Menachas Chinuch, the gadol was not yotzi his mitzvah daraisa with kiddush betfila, because he didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he has a chiyuv min haTorah, and the katan only has a chiyuv min haRabbanan, so maybe it's better for the katan not to be motzi the gadol. Wow, it's quite a chum. What prompted the Menachas Chinuch to get rolling with this discussion? What's the shaila that the Achronim talk about? They're not really talking about this case of the katan being motzi a gadol. That's not such a common situation. I mean, how many times is a gadol going to ask a katan to be motzi him in kiddush? But there is a very famous case that the Achronim talk about of one person being motzi another that might relate to this question, and that's the famous shaila of the Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is a kasha. He says, if the Magen Avraham is correct that you yotze the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush bitfila, so how can any man make kiddush for his wife when he comes home from shul? This is a pretty common situation. Right? Man davens marav in shul. Then he comes home and he's going to be motzi his wife and his b'nei bayis. So how does that work? The man has already been yotzi his mitzvah deraisa of kiddush according to the Magen Avraham because he's yotzi in tefila. But the women have not been yotze the mitzvah deraisa. Noshim chayavas bekiddush hayom dvar Torah, says the Gemara in Brachas and Dav Chaf Amid Beis. Rav Ada bar Ava, the chayav min haTorah. So women still have the chayav min haTorah if they haven't daven marav. Now, of course, if they daven marav, there's no problem. Many women do daven marav on Friday night. But let's say the women have not daven marav. So if they haven't daven marav, so they have a chayav min haTorah. The men have already been yotze the chayav min haTorah by davening marav, says the Magen Avraham. So how can they be motzi the women? What's the problem? Don't we always say, Afa b'shiyotza motzi? Even though the men have already been yotzi, but there's always a din of Afa b'shiyotza motzi. So Zokta Daga Mevava, no, but women could be different. Because the Rosh has a cryptic comment in the Gemara in Brachas there on Daf Chav that maybe Orvas doesn't apply to women. Orvas, well, but what are we talking about over here? The rule of Avo Bishiyotza Motzi is based on the principle that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. This is Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. And Av Chav Tesa Beis, Rashi says that how can I be Motzi someone else if I've already been Yotze the Mitzvah? If I haven't been Yotze the Mitzvah, so I'll do the Mitzvah, and Midin Shomer Ka'ona, he listens to me and he can be Yotze too. But Avo Bishiyotza Motzi is a big Chiddush. You're saying that even though I've already been Yotze, if you haven't been Yotze, it's as if I haven't been Yotze. So we're both chayiv. The rule is only a mechuyiv bedavar can be motzi others. So if I'm not mechuyiv anymore, then how can I be motzi you? So presumably we're assuming that even if I've already been yotzei, but if you haven't been yotzei, Kol Yisrael Harevin Zelazet teaches me that we're all an ore for each other. I'm an ore for you. I'm responsible to make sure that you're yotzei. So if you haven't been yotzei, then I haven't been yotzei yet. So I'm also a mechuyiv bedavar. So says the Rosh, but there's no orvus by women. That's what the Rosh says. We'll have to look at the Rosh inside and see exactly what he means. But Zok the Dogam Revav, if you take the Rosh at face value that there's no Orvis for women, somehow that idea of Orvis only applies between men of Klal Yisrael, but not for women, so then Ava B'Shiyatzimotzi is not going to work. If I'm using Shomer Ka'onah, so then I understand Shomer Ka'onah somehow can link up different people. But Ava B'Shiyatzimotzi means that I can link up to you since I'm an Orvis for you, so it says if I am still... I'm still a mechuyev b'dar if you haven't been yotzi. But if there's no orvis by women, and the man has already been yotzi, his mitzvah, the rites of kiddush through tefillah, according to the Magen Avraham, so how can a man be motzi his wife in kiddush at home? She has a chiyev d'oraisa. He only has a chiyev d'rabbanan because he's already been yotzi his mitzvah d'oraisa in shul. So how can he be motzi his wife? This is the kasha that Dagon Revava asks on the Magen Avraham. This is like one of the top 10 Dagon Revavas in Shulchan Aruch. This is world famous. So comes the Minchas Linuch and says the whole kasha doesn't even begin. The whole kasha doesn't begin. Because the man has not been yotzi his mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush and tefillah. The whole kasha of the Dagon Revava, it's making a lot of assumptions. First of all, he's assuming like the Rosh that there's no orvis by women at all. You have to examine that assumption. It's not at all clear. We have to really understand what the Rosh really means. That's one big assumption the Dagon Revava is making. But Zot the Minchas Sinach, I don't think the Kasha begins at all. Kushame Karalesa, says the Minchas Sinach. Magen Avraham led us to believe that you can be Yotze, your mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush, b'tfila. It's just not true, says the Minchas Sinach. Can't be. Because there's something missing from tfila, from the Kiddush b'tfila. What's missing? Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're not mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you're not mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah Darais of Kiddush. So if you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Darais of Kiddush Betfilah, then there's nothing to speak of. The man comes home from Shul, both he and his wife are Chayim and Atar in Kiddush, so of course he can be Motzi, his wife. So this Yisod of the Minchas Chinuch is relevant not just for the case of the Mishnah Berura of the Chotan being Motzi the Gadol, if the Gadol has already davened. This is relevant for the kasha of the Dogam Revava as to how every man can be motzi his wife in Kiddush. If she has a chiyuv min haTorah in Kiddush, let's assume she hasn't daven marav. If she's daven marav, there's no kasha bechlal because they're both the same. They both have daven marav. If the woman is not daven marav, she has a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, and the man is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan because he's already daven. Then according to the Magen Avraham, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, you can be yotzi b'tefillah. The question is, how can he be motzi his wife? So comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, the same Yisod that I told you, I disagree with the Magen Avraham. I claim that you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah D'oraisa of Kiddush and Tefillah because you're not mentioning it to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that Yisod that I argue with the Magen Avraham, you can answer the Kasha of the Dagon Revava as well, that every man can be Motzi his wife in Kiddush because even if he's already davened, he still has a Mitzvah D'oraisa of Kiddush. So they're both equal. You don't need a Yotze Motzi principle. It's a regular Shomer Ka'onah principle because both the man and the woman have a chiyuv min haTorah in Kiddush, so one can be motzi the other. Okay, so this Minchas Chinuch is the first answer. This is probably the most famous answer. The first answer that's given to the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about some of the other answers that are given to the Dogam Revava's Kasha. And those other answers will lead us to other very important yesodos as to what is included within the mitzvah d'arais of Kiddush. Today we've outlined the basic mitzvah d'arais of Kiddush, what it includes according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban, and whether Havdol is also d'arais, and whether Shabbos Tova works. Good Shabbos, does that work for to be kind of mitzvah d'arais of Kiddush? And then we discuss the comment of the Minchas Chinuch that maybe Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is also part of the mitzvah d'arais of Kiddush. And we use that to answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham. So tomorrow we have to address other issues, other elements of Kiddush, and see whether these elements are d'oraisa as well. Things like Kiddush b'makom suda, Kiddush alayayin. We have to address whether there are other elements that are part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Maybe if we look at some of those elements, we'll be able to answer the kasha of the Dagon Revava in several other ways as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a nice day.